It is the Gatorade. Between the Lions post-game report, Mike Wobshaw with Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. We just got down onto the field from the press box, and what was a very dramatic conclusion to preseason game number two. The Vikings win 18-11 thanks to the effort of a lot of people, but most notably Marcus Sherrills with a 53-yard interception return, salvaging the game before it goes to overtime. You never want to go to overtime in the preseason. Sherrills saved us.
Yeah, Seattle, what do you think of Minnesota Vikings football now? We got you in the preseason. Yeah, we had six sacks tonight. Marcus Sherrills is let's get serious. Marcus Sherrills, in my 15 years of calling Vikings football, he's absolutely one of my very favorite Vikings with whom I've worked. He's one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet. His brother Mike, a coach for the University of Minnesota's football team, going through some physical turmoil right now. Marcus couldn't get to the Cincinnati game because of that. So God bless Mike. God bless the Sherrills family. And any good that comes the way of Marcus Sherrills makes this guy very happy.
An awesome play by Marcus Sherrills as he jumps around at the end of the game and returns that interception 53 yards for what turned out to be the game-winning score. The Vikings needed a defensive stand at the end of the game to stave off perhaps a loss or overtime, and the Vikings end up winning 18-11 here at CenturyLink Field. Other highlights from the game. Sean Hill had to step in at what seemed to be the last moment and start the game when Mike Zimmer decided not to play Teddy Bridgewater tonight, and he actually played pretty well. Sean Hill moved the first-team offense down the field at a pretty good rate.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer said at halftime to Greg Coleman that it was his decision not to play Teddy, and he's probably addressing the media right now, maybe explaining why. He's not obligated to explain why. I was shocked that Bridgewater did not start. In fact, I'm doing the simulcast. You know, I'm reading off Bridgewater stats, and I got producer guy saying in my ear, it's not Bridgewater. And you know, I'm like, I look down there at Sean Hill. Teddy was interviewed by Ben Lieber during the game on Fox 9, and he said it's nothing to be overly concerned about. If Teddy's cool with it, I'm cool with it. We don't play again until a week from Sunday at home against San Diego. My guess is Teddy absolutely will play in that game.
Sean Hill, very efficient moving the team down the field. He had 10 completions for 129 yards, so very efficient. Good job by Sean Hill going in spur of the moment and playing a lot in the first half. Now, we wanted to focus on the trenches coming off of the game last week in Cincinnati. And Pete Bursich kept saying during the broadcast, Paul, that the offensive line kind of came together pass protection-wise. And then conversely, you mentioned at the top the Vikings' defense had six sacks, so maybe the guys played a little bit better in the trenches.
Main man on the camera, Nate Vaughn, works with the Vikings Entertainment Network. That is the spot in Eden Prairie where we do a weekly show called Vikings Game Plan. And earlier this week, I had the opportunity to chat with defensive coordinator George Edwards. And George implored, or he was pretty adamant about the fact that this game is about us being the Minnesota Vikings, in that the defensive line, and, you know, he's certainly not going to speak for the offense, but that the game within the game needs to be better than it was in the Cincinnati game. And from a defensive line standpoint, it was. From an offensive line standpoint, it absolutely was. Because, I mean, Sean Hill's a 15-year guy, undrafted from Maryland, and he's not the fastest guy in the world. So if you think you're going to protect Teddy well and then Teddy's out, you really, really have to go out of your way to protect Sean well so he doesn't get bludgeoned. And I thought Alex Boone and the guys did pretty well.
Great night for Adam Thielen. He led the Vikings in receptions. Love the way the Vikings got after Russell Wilson early in this game, and the pass protection was very solid. We had Jerick McKinnon wired for this game. He scored a touchdown, so that made for some good content during the broadcast, the simulcast, and that will make for some good content later in the week on Vikings.com. All right, let's shape the environment for the next week or so. Up next, the Vikings have their third preseason game of the season, and it is the opener at US Bank Stadium against the San Diego Chargers a week from this Sunday. So what is going to happen between now and Sunday, and what are you looking for on Sunday?
Well, we got to get squared away on this Bridgewater deal. Xavier Rhodes left the game early with a hamstring injury. Need to get squared away on that. Eric Kendricks, Jarius Wright, Anthony Harris, they have not played in the preseason. Hopefully they can play in that game. Likewise for right guard Brandon Fusco. I mean, he's supposed to be a starter for the Minnesota Moving Company. He hasn't played in the preseason yet. So those will be the A topic for me. Bottom line, we'll win the game. Why? We never lose in the preseason. We're 10-1 under Mike Zimmer in the preseason. All we do is win divisions and preseason games. And that's what I expect to happen August 28th.
The Vikings got another one tonight, 18-11 over the Seattle Seahawks right here at CenturyLink Field. More coverage of the game right here on Vikings.com from the Vikings Entertainment Network. If you haven't already, download the Vikings app. All of this content delivered straight to your phone. Also, for more coverage of the game, check out PA on Twitter, at PA on the mic. That's M-I-C, at PA on the mic, at Wobby on Twitter. We'll react from the game on Twitter. And then next week will be a fun week as we prepare for the U.S. Bank Stadium opener. That should be a lot of fun. So, for Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, I'm Mike Wobshaw. This edition of the Gatorade Between the Lines postgame report is over. Vikings win.